start I knew what I had to do. Vroom, 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 did it go. Went to the corner and I bought some gas. Vroom, 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 did it go. Well, those gas prices really soared last night, eh? Vroom, 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 did it go. Went back home and started her up. Vroom, 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 did it go. Well, this time it has started to rain. I went back inside.
It's called Vroom Diddy Doom by a group called The Curses from their self-titled CD, Old Magazines, it's subtitled as, I guess. It's a little difficult to tell looking at this cover. What's the actual title of the CD? There's a bunch of different headlines on it. But they're local to Champaign Urbana. Their lead vocalist, Benjamin Spoden. And we have one of their members in the studio with us. His name is Chris Strand. He plays bass and also in that recording mandolin and does some of the vocals. And he's going to be among the performers, as are the Curses, on program tomorrow night simply called an Allerton Barn Dance, that is to say at Allerton Park in Monticello. They're having this dance in the Allerton Barn from 5:30 until 9 o'clock. It's part of their concert series, which will, I guess, doors open at 5:30. The music starts at 6 with a very young group called the Bodacious String Band, which is a program of the Community Center for the Arts in Urbana. And then Sam Payne and Friends will be on from 7 to 8. Sam is with us on the program today. And then the Curses from 8 until 9. Also with us on the program is Derek Peterson, who is at Allerton and one of the folks responsible for... In fact, I think you are the folk responsible for setting up this concert series. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Yep.
Is this the kickoff of the summer series?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, well, last year we started with a barn dance as well, and this year I think we're going to have better weather than last year for our barn dance, and we're moving right into it, and it'll be another nice series this year.
What sort of music did you have on last year's dance?
Last year it was pure country and western. We had a group out of Tolono, the Big Red Skillet, and this year we're going a little bit more... Well, with what you have in studio here today, I'll let those guys describe how to describe their music, because I don't want to interfere. But yeah, It's going to be a special show, and I've heard from a lot of people it's going to be very busy. So if you want to show up, we're limited in seating to 220. So get there early and get a seat.
So when I've been to the Allerton Barn, it was called the Allerton Music Barn, mm-hmm. and it's the series that put on by the University of Illinois School of Music in the September.
That's right, mid-September, I think, yeah.
September, and I know the dates have been announced, and I didn't even think to bring them into the studio with me today, but for that series, the music all happens upstairs.
That's right.
And where there's, at least when I've been there, not particularly room for dancing.
Yeah, so we took out about 20 chairs to make sure we had enough room, and we're able to whittle down the stage a little bit with our barn dance. They have a much larger stage, and so there will be room for dancing. And we actually encourage dancing, and we encourage a family friendly environment. All of the shows last year featured a very youthful aspect to them, with a lot of young kids getting up and dancing, young and young at heart as well. So there were plenty of dancing and plenty of room for it tomorrow night.
Well, I was going to say, if you're going to call it a barn dance, you better have room. You better have room for the dancing. And I, in my teaser for today's show, I quoted Wikipedia saying that a barn dance doesn't always happen in a barn. But
that's right.
Here's your chance.
That's correct.
So this was the Allerton Barn, and was a working barn at one point.
Oh, yeah. A two-story hay barn. So we're in the hay loft. It's very cathedral-like. The sound is just fantastic up there. And then, you know, you still have the kind of the smell of the old wood. It's a great atmosphere.
The smell of the wood, but not the other things.
No, we've cleaned those out.
Have been in a barn. lots of wood smell there, but really nothing else.
Right.
And small admission charge?
Yeah, we're just asking for a suggested donation at the door. We don't twist arms, but if you want to see the series continue, we ask for a $5 per person or a $10 per family admission suggested donation at the door.
So in other words, if you want to come and dance, you can come and dance. If you want to come and listen to the folks who are going to be playing, there'll be plenty of seats just to sit and do that.
Plenty of room for both, yep.
Or to do both.
Yep.
Sam Payne and Chris Strand are here to do a little playing for us. They are – now, you're not in the Curses, Sam, right?
I'm not in the Curses.
You're not in the Curses. So this is a hybrid of what's going to happen tomorrow, of two of the groups going to happen, sort of.
Actually, Chris has been playing with me quite a bit. So he's going to be part of my set, and then he'll also be playing with the Curses. So
when we say Sam Payne and friends, he's
one of my friends.
He's one of your friends. How many more friends have you?
We'll have a few people up. Call some folks from the Community Center for the Arts up.
But this won't be all your friends on the concert.
It might be, yeah.
It'll be a very full house in that case. Well, Sam teaches at the Community Center for the Arts, as I mentioned, the Bodacious String Band, which is the oldest performing ensemble out of the Community Center for the Arts, by which I mean the longest in duration, but they're also one of the youngest in actual membership. Are you involved with the Bodacious?
I'm not directly involved with Bodacious, but I see them a lot, and I've been to their rehearsals before, and they're really fun.
Tell us a bit about the group.
Well, from what I understand, they do mostly folk music, a lot of American fiddle tunes and things of that nature, but they have a lot of little fiddlers. Saw at least a couple guitarists, a ukulele. I don't know. The room was packed with little kids. I couldn't see everything that was going on.
Their bill is having as many as 50 of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
Not for every performance.
They make a big sound. Probably not quite that many, but.
Age 6 through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen them perform a few times. And
they've got an accordion.
It can be a lot of fun. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
It probably depends who. Now, that's not a string instrument, though.
No, it's not, but.
but they fit them in anyhow.
I think it's allowed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you say folk
accordion
music,
players, they have to take what they can get. You know?
We've had a couple in here in the last couple of weeks, and they when you say folk music, it really means lots of string band music. It's not folk music in the sense of a folk singer gets up. There's typically not any of that sort of music that they do.
I don't think they sing anything. They might, though. And they do some of that repertoire just instrumentally.
Interesting way that they go about learning. They do some improvisation. They do a lot of rote learning. It's not, you know, in the typical music school type ensemble. And I know they do some music theory as well. Robin Kierten is their director. She's not here. We'd be asking her all these questions. But Bodacious String Band will be performing tomorrow from 6 to 7. Why don't you give us a tune and
okay,
we'll go from there.
Should we do the Rubens Train? On the track, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh man, it's so lordy my, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Should have been in town when Reuben's train went down. You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh man, it's so lordy my, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Well, I got me a blade, I laid poor Reuben down in the shade. You could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Oh man, it's so lordy my, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Well, I'm 900 miles from my wife and my child. I wish I were 900 more. Oh, me and it's so lordy my, you could hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
Reuben's Train?
Yeah.
I figured that out all by myself. Besides, I think you said it ahead of time. With Sam Payne on guitar and the vocal, and Chris Strand on the bass. Sam, what groups are you currently a member of? You're in a bunch of stuff.
I play quite a bit with the Torinos, with Matt and Tom Torino, both in the Cajun Cornstalker band. And then we play a lot of contra dance music in a band called U4.
Spelled E-U-P-H-O-R, sometimes.
That's the latest consensus that I heard, I think.
And
for debate at one point.
And then you're a host of the Hootenanny that happens at the
Dustin
Rose Bowl.
Dustin Order and I do the Hootenanny.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that in a while. Haven't had Dustin and you in for that, but for those who haven't heard of it or experienced it, give us the lowdown on the Hootenanny.
We've been doing the Urbana Hootenanny for about 2 years now. We just had a big celebration actually a few weeks back for the 2-year anniversary, but it's an open stage, a community open stage for acoustic musicians in the community, and pretty much, you know, anybody's welcome. We get a fair amount of singer-songwriter types that get up and do material, but what makes it unique, I think, compared with a lot of other open mic type events, is that we end up having a lot of spontaneous collaboration or bands that'll come in. I mean, we've had klezmer music. Last week we had some really interesting traditional Greek music. Some guys came, and so I've had a pretty eclectic mix over the past 2 years. And then Dustin and I, and oftentimes Chris or some of the guys from Bones, Jugs, and Harmony show up a lot. So we're kind of there on standby. If no one is able to play, we'll get up and do bluegrass or folk music.
And that starts, what, at 8 o'clock on Monday nights?
8 until midnight every Monday, yeah.
And do you always have music to fill that time?
Yeah, sometimes too much, and it's hard to get everyone in. But, yeah, we keep the music going from 8 till midnight.
Yes. Well, if you're going to call it a hootenanny, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a free event. So,
except for all the drinks that the Rose Bowl hopes you will buy.
Exactly. Yeah,
I do feed you with free popcorn, though. So.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah, just to keep you from falling over from all the drinks they hope you will buy, probably. Sam and Chris and others will be playing from 7 to 8 during the Allerton Barn Dance at Allerton Park in Monticello, which runs all the way from 5:30 to 9. Derek Peterson at Allerton is with us. At 5:30, is that just a doors open time, or is there any sort of dance instruction going on, or any kind of organized dancing at all?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There, as far as organized dance, no, but if you would like to come and get some courage before you head upstairs to do dancing, we will have food and beverage available for purchase on the first floor of the barn. And so if it if it takes you a little bit to get into the mood, you can come at 5:30 and we'll start serving at that point before the music starts.
So this comes back to the
no free popcorn.
The drink that folks hope you will buy. I know that Allerton has overnight stays in the mansion and elsewhere. Is some of that available for this particular weekend, you know?
Yes, actually, I was just telling Sam before the show here that my parents are actually coming down from the Quad Cities to see the show, and they'll be staying. I think the mansion's booked with a wedding for the weekend, but we have excellent some outbuildings that we're still have some reservations available for. So if you're interested in making an evening or a weekend out of it, definitely, you could call the Allerton Mansion and set that up.
And when you say outbuildings, not to be confused with outhouses.
No, please do not do that. We have great two of the three. One's called the Gatehouse, and that's where Allerton's butler stayed, and it's very nice accommodations. And the other one is the House in the Woods, which sounds a little creepy, but it's ultimately an old farmhouse that's been renovated and blocked up into hotel rooms. And both are very nice, and I believe both have rooms still available.
So. And Derek kindly gave me a tour sometime last summer, I think it was, and I can vouch for the niceness of these the accommodations.
The non-creepy factor, I do hope.
Non-creepy, yeah, right. a little bit on the rustic side, but that you'd expect from a cabin in the woods.
Yes.
Or the house in the woods,
as you call it.
How did you decide to what groups to pull together for the dance?
Well, for this particular one, we had your radio ballroom live and local at the Allerton Mansion in January, which I hope we can set up another couple here next year or sooner. And Sam Payne and the Trino father-son duo or trio were out there. And Sam and I became quick buddies. I will not be performing with him, though. I'm using the term
buddies.
You're
welcome to get on the friend list.
Yeah, I think that most people would leave if I got up there. But we got together and talked, and Sam helped kind of lead me through the pathway of local musicians and hooked us up with the Curses and hooked us up with the Bodacious String Band. And I am trying to infuse some youth into all the concerts this year, so the Bodacious String Band were a perfect venue to go after. And then the remaining concerts, it's a community event, and so I have pulled in experts from the community, you included, Kevin, to help me find not only local but regionally sourced musicians, and we're pulling some back from last year too. Henhouse Prowlers are going to be coming down with Special Consensus, and that's August 8th. That should be a really fantastic show. Chatham County Line is coming up from Virginia, I think.
And what kind of band is that?
That's a bluegrass band. So
yeah, they're very good at
it. Yeah, yeah, and they'll be coming up on June 27th. And then this year also, we're having our first children's concert, which will be in the barn on May 4th. And that's my only ticketed event of the year. But we've got Justin Roberts and the Not Ready for Naptime Trio to be playing, or players, players to be. They'll be playing 2 one-hour shows, and if you're interested in getting some tickets for those. I've heard Justin Roberts, and it is kid-based, but it has some good driving music to it that I think parents can enjoy too.
Not Ready for Nap Time Players.
I think I'll be ready for nap time after that show, but.
Yeah, that'll wear the adults out and hopefully rev up the kids.
Right.
That's May 4th.
May 4th. Yep. It's a Sunday afternoon. Sunday. And the idea with all of these is ultimately to try and get people out to Allerton. So that May 4th, I've really been pushing. It'll be gorgeous out there on May 4th. You'll have all the wildflowers in bloom. Do a hike, go see the show, eat a picnic lunch, and, make a day out of it. So it should be really nice.
Sounds like it. What do you guys want to play next?
Let's see. How about try a little Joe, Chris?
Come gather crumbs round our door. Will they fly from the nest in the top of the trees and ask why Joe wanders out no more? What will the kitten do, mother, all alone, to stray from its frolic for a day? Will he lie on the rug beside my bed like he did before I went away? Thomas, the old gardener dear, when you ask him for flowers for me, will he give you a rose he has tended with care, the finest of the lot around the tree? I saw the tears come into his honest eyes. He said it was the wind that brought them there, as he gazed on the cheeks growing paler each day, his hand trembled over my hair. You dearest mother shall miss me a while. Heaven I shall no larger grow. Any kind angel you meet at the gate can take you to your darling little Joe.
Little Joe.
Little Joe. Sad song. Sounds happy, but the words are really sad.
I forgot to ask you earlier where your previous song came from, where this song comes from.
They're both traditional tunes. That one in particular, I think, is comes from the Ozark Mountains. But sometimes I've noticed the Ozark Mountains and the Appalachian Mountains sort of try to claim a lot of the same tunes. So they're just old. They're old tunes, old folk tunes. I got my version of that from Norman Blake, from a recording of Norman Blake. It's an old song.
And you have to tell me who Norman Blake is.
Norman Blake, he performed with John Hartford quite a bit early in his career. If you know who, I think last time I was on the show with Mike Compton, we talked a bit about John Hartford. And then he played on the Johnny Cash show back in the 70s, I believe. And then he had a long solo career performing with his wife, Nancy. And he's one of my big heroes. Widely regarded flat pick guitarist and singer of a lot of old folk songs.
Do you usually pick up your songs from other performers, or do you ever rummage? Are there any such thing as sheet music bins anymore anywhere?
I haven't learned a whole lot of at least this type of music from sheet music. It's usually either from recordings or from other players, or sometimes I'll take something and try to make a unique arrangement of it, but they're usually inspired by recordings.
So it's really hand-me-down music,
yeah,
so to speak,
mm-hmm.
which is the folk tradition.
Yeah.
Chris, we found out earlier who some of the folks that Sam's playing with. I know you've been on the show at least a couple times before as part of a duo called the Flower Jacks.
I have.
This question could take the rest of the show, Chris, isn't
it? Oh, yeah?
Well, 25 or 27 bands, I think.
I play in a few. But, yeah, the Flower Jacks are a duo that I play in with Kenname Rice, and she's a singer, songwriter, guitarist. And it's kind of folky blues stuff. She's got an amazing voice, and it gave me an opportunity to play the other instruments that I play besides bass, like mandolin, guitar, and banjo. And it's a lot of fun. That project will be playing at the Folk and Roots Walk coming up here on the 16th of May in Crystal Lake Park. I believe Sam Payne and maybe some friends will be playing that as well. It's kind of stylized after the jazz walk that the park district puts on. So there'll be a number of musicians where you can just kind of go to the park and hang out and see a bunch of different local live music. So it should be fun, weather permitting. And
Friday night, May 16th.
May 16th. The rain day for that is the 17th. So if it's raining on Friday and it's nice on Saturday, we'll be there. And as you had mentioned earlier, I play with The Curses, which is kind of a ruckus Americana band. We were a five-piece for quite a while, and Claire Cannon has since moved to New Orleans, so we're back to a four-piece, just kind of rocking it out. Ben Spoden is the front man and singer and writes most of the songs for that project. Local drummer David Garcia and Mr. David Chang plays every horn imaginable in that project, as well as the accordion. So it's a lot of fun. It's kind of a mix between 20s jazz and rockabilly swing. So it's a fun band to dance to. We always have people up and grooving down. So the barn, we got this opportunity to play the barn. We thought it was perfect. So we should have some fun. Hopefully you will too.
And then you have Wagon Fire.
Yes, Wagon Fire is a gypsy jazz band that I play in. We play the music of Django Reinhardt. We will be performing this Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Iron Post, and it will most likely be the last performance with this lineup. Our lead guitar player, Joe Silvers, he's from North Carolina and has since finished his master's in, I think, energy engineering or something like that. He's moving back to Raleigh to, you know, work on projects in that field, and Claire Johnson, who's our fiddle player now, is heading to California to do some wildlife bird research for the summer. So this may be the last chance to catch this lineup.
Tomorrow night, Iron Post downtown Urbana, 6 o'clock.
Oh, it would be Saturday night.
Right.
Tomorrow night,
that,
we're going to be in
right
Allerton.
Here. You're going to be at Allerton tomorrow.
It's hard to be in two places at one time. Yeah. But so, yeah, if you guys like the music of Django Reinhardt, come check us out. David Chang plays in that project as well. And Bob Salahar, who is also a local music instructor in Champaign-Urbana and Urbana area, plays guitar in that as well. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy that project a lot.
Did we miss any groups?
Old Number 7 is a country band that I play in, write most of the songs. Bob Watson plays lap steel guitar. Dustin Norder plays mandolin in that. Jen Hobbs Brackenhoff plays upright, and David Garcia plays drums in that as well. We do hillbilly swing and old country music. We have quite a few gigs coming up here in little towns around here. Dates elude me at the moment. But it's a fun project to check out. And then as well as the old-time string band that I play in, The Young and the Fretless, which you've had on prior. And we do the contra dances and various festivals around here. Played Cranard Uncorked and the Boneyards Art Festival just this past weekend. And we'll be doing a dance at the Phillips Recreation Center on June 6th. So if you like to dance, contra dance, we'll be there.
You don't keep busy or anything?
No, other than this, I just work with
John. He'll be happy to paint your house, too.
But, yeah, I mean, this community is great for playing music, and I like playing all different styles. So it's a good opportunity to do that.
And today we got you on the bass. And in this, Derek earlier said we'll let you guys describe what it is you're doing. And so far, we would just call this kind of straight folk music, I guess.
Yeah, I've just mainly been trying to work up some solo arrangements of some of these songs that come from the old time and bluegrass repertoires, and commissioned Chris here to help me out. And so far he's just been doing bass, but he's really talented on a number of other instruments. So this Allerton will just be our second gig together with this. So soon you might see Chris playing some other instruments too.
And what from your repertoire do you want to pull out next?
Oh, do a little Sadie, kind of a old murder ballad.
So we had Little Joe, and now we had Little Sadie.
Little Joe, Little Sadie, yeah.
Another sad,
related, though.
Not related.
They're both dead, though. They're both dead.
they both died during the course of the song.
Uh-huh. All right.
To make a look around, met little Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, got into bed, 44 pistol under my head. See, she didn't last long. Woke up the next morning about 9:30. Hats and the buggies all standing in line. Gents and gamblers standing around. Carry little Sadie to her burying ground. Well, I began to think of what a deed I'd done. Grabbed my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading the bill, and out stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee, and I murdered little Sadie in the first degree and the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you leave them with me? They took me downtown, dressed me in black, put me on a train and started me back, all the way back to that Thomasville jail. I had no money for to go my bail. Held the papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and stripe.
So do you particularly gravitate to these murder songs?
No, it just seems to be the common thread in old folk music. They're all about
killing each other.
Death and...
Yeah, it. You're right. She sure didn't last long.
No.
Just killed her off in
I
the first line.
I think it was five words in. I think she's...
Well, there are a lot of... do you know much of the history of ballad singing?
I've read a bit over the years, but I don't retain a whole lot. I guess I really don't know.
I was hoping you would give us some, because I don't. But I mean, there's certain style of song, of which that I guess that would be one, that also shows up in a lot of Irish music, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And there'll often be significant similarities between songs, either between the tune of one song and the next, or where there's just
a lot of the music came over from the British Isles and was combined with, the music of the African slaves and what eventually became blues and then jazz. And a lot of the old time and bluegrass music was really derived from the Irish and Scottish stuff that came over.
Yeah, and some of them even have almost the same story during the course
of
the song.
Yeah.
that if I had a really good memory, I'd give some examples, but I don't, and so I can't, and that's probably just as well, because I wouldn't be singing it in any event. We're talking with Sam Payne and Chris Strand and also Derek Peterson of Allerton Park in Monticello. Allerton is hosting a barn dance tomorrow from 5:30 to 9, doors opening at 5:30 in the Allerton Barn. And that'll go till 9 o'clock, as I said. From 6 to 7, it'll be the Bodacious String Band, which is a pretty large group of rather young people playing lots of different types of string band music. And then from 7 to 8, Sam and Chris and other friends will be playing. And then Chris will join his band called The Curses, who are running from 8 until 9 o'clock. You're hearing them live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. where our program is made possible with support from the Friends of WYLL, as always, and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. Does your collecting, is it fair to say you're a collector of folk songs?
Sure, I guess so, yeah.
Does your taste run in particular directions? I mean, is it more or less coincidental that we heard these two particular types, this one particular type?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a common subject matter, I think. But no, I don't know. I've been on the show a couple times with some different bluegrass groups, so I've played a lot of bluegrass music. So a lot of it comes from that repertoire, and I just try to find things that I could try to pull off by myself and arrange for the guitar. And so, I mean, some of my heroes, one I mentioned, Norman Blake, but Doc Watson is another one. He had a nice way of playing a lot of these songs just with him and a guitar, or a lot of times he'd have some help from his son Merle or other musicians. But John Hartford would be another that performed solo a lot and had a really big full sound all by himself. So that's what I kind of aspire to anyway, but.
Are you trying to do more solo work now than you formerly had done?
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't sound too confident about that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I really enjoy playing with other people, but it's kind of a transient town. You know, it seems like you get one thing going and then somebody moves or somebody has something else to do. And so I thought it would be a good move to try and work up some material I could perform on my own if I had to, but I'd always rather have other folks helping me out. So, like I said, tomorrow at the show there are going to be some really great players to get up and play with us. They just weren't available to come in today for the show. But
yeah. So this is a hint of some of the sorts of music that you'll be playing.
Is this
similar type music, though, that the Sam Payne and Friends portion?
Yeah.
Or it'll be with more people, you'll branch out further?
Yeah, more or less. Stuff like this, we might branch out a little bit. Do some instrumental stuff. We'll have Tom Foe will be joining us on the banjo for a few, and Robin Kierten on the fiddle, and so we'll feature them on some instrumental music.
And are you going to break out the mandolin or banjo at any point yourself, Chris?
No, I'm just playing 4 strings tomorrow. So
on both portions,
in both sets. So I like playing bass. It's fun.
It's important.
Well, yeah, especially in music when you don't have a drummer. You know, you kind of got to keep the pulse and kind of give everyone a subcurrent to kind of make waves over, and that's what I like to do in this town. So,
okay. Do you have an instrumental or something that's not murderous?
Not murderous. Let's look at the list here. Yeah, sure. Try the red rocking chair, Chris.
Sure.
Here's one that's been done and recorded a lot. Doc Watson, lots of other people, and a lot of different ways of doing it. But this particular version I got from Bruce Molsky, who's a widely admired old-time fiddler. And it was a live performance I saw with him and one of my other favorite fiddlers, Brittany Haas. So it's often done in a minor key, but I liked theirs because it was in a major key, so it had a little bit different sound to it. Thank you.
chair. I ain't got no honey baby now. I ain't got no sugar honey baby now. I laid her in the shade. Laid her in the shade. I gave her every dime I made. What else could a poor boy do? What else could a poor boy do? Call me honey. Who'll call me honey? And who'll sing that song? Who'll rock the cradle when I'm gone? Who'll rock the cradle when I'm gone? I'll rock the cradle. I'll rock the cradle and I'll sing that song. I'm gonna rock the cradle when you're gone. I'm gonna rock the cradle when you're gone. It's all I can do, all I can say, all I can do, and it's all I can say. Bring it to your mama next payday, bring it to your mama next payday. I ain't got no use, ain't got no use for that red rocking chair. I ain't got no honey baby now. I ain't got no sugar, honey, baby, now.
Red rocking chair. Nobody died in that one.
Nobody died in that one, I guess.
I was going to say, if you killed off the chair, I'm just kind of clear out. Sam Payne and Chris Strand live in our studio here on Live and Local. Do you guys ever play out at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood, Kickapoo State Park?
I've got a couple dates out there that I'm going to do with Jose Agusti and Randy McCabe as a trio this summer. And unfortunately, off the top of my head, I can't tell you what the dates are, but I think we've got two out there. So,
what made me think of it, I'm just looking at a calendar of events that I'll run through some things going on, and they must be just getting started because I see on the calendar for tomorrow night, Grassroots Revival is going to play at Kickapoo Landing tomorrow evening at 5:30. So they must be getting rolling, and each year that I've been paying attention to them, they seem to have a growing list of groups that do play out there,
yeah, it's a really great place to go see music. Also, it's nice.
And hop in the water and paddle a boat if you want, mm-hmm. or canoe it. Let me run down some other events so you can see and hear live in our listening area for the next few days. It's a program called Blues and the Abstract Truth at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. Parkland Theater is presenting Monty Python's Spamalot performances tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7:30. Susan Williams and Jerry Erickson are at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. There is an Illinois Wesleyan University student composition concert on the Wesleyan campus in Bloomington and Westbrook Auditorium. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. University of Illinois at Springfield Theater presenting How I Learned to Drive in the Sangamon Theater. Sangamon Auditorium at Springfield, that's at 7:30. I think that's at Sangamon Auditorium. And tonight at 7:30, a Sudden Sound concert at Krannert Art Museum on the U of I campus on the Champaign side, featuring the Chicago Underground Duo, 7:30 this evening. In about 15 minutes, University of Illinois Horn Ensemble will be playing on campus in the Music Building Auditorium, 5 o'clock. And then at 7:30, in the same location, faculty double bassist Michael Cameron will give a recital at the Music Building Auditorium. Also at 7:30 tonight, the U of I Percussion Ensemble playing at the Krannert Center in Urbana. It's the Bement Country Opry Band with Erica Neal at the Opry in Bement, logically enough, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. and the Jeff Helgeson Quintet playing jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. The Diva and the Dude are at Clark Bar in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6:30. And that's what I think we'll mention on today's program. That's enough for anybody to remember. What's your next show at Allerton after this one, Derek?
Well, we have that children's concert on May 4th, and then right after that we're going to do, immediately after that, the next Friday, May 9th, we're going to be hosting the Muhammad Jazz Band and the Muhammad High School Jazz Band, and then Chip McNeil and his jazz quintet or quartet are going to be showing up and playing. And I think Chip's going to actually sit in with the Muhammad Jazz High School Jazz Band and play with them as well. And so that will be our first outdoor concert of the season. This one's going to be in the barn, and then that one's going to be on the gatehouse lawn where we did the majority of the concerts last year, and where we've kind of settled in to our concert venue out there for the time being. It fits people comfortably. We've got a little small light show set up. So that's coming up in May, and they should both the children's concert and the jazz concert should both be really great shows.
And I assume all this stuff is up on the website.
It is up on the website, and I will kick myself if I don't mention the sponsorship from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union again this year to help us get all this going. It's a community event, and takes a lot to get these things organized and put together, and the credit union has just been wonderful for us.
Hence, it is called the U of I Credit Union Concert Series at Allerton Park.
Yep.
Opening with the Allerton Barn Dance tomorrow evening starting at 5:30 mm-hmm. and running till 9, Allerton Park in Monticello. Derek Peterson letting us know about it. Gentlemen, you got another tune in you?
Sure.
What might that be, Sam?
We'll try the Old Gray Mare. There going to be time to hear a little more from the Curses, too?
Yes.
They've heard a lot of me, so.
Yeah, we'll do the Curses after you guys.
Great.
This is one of my favorite Norman Blake songs, so.
Yeah. Once I had no gray mare, she could not see and she couldn't hear. Took her down in the field to plow, and that dang old fool, she didn't know how. Scare that dang old fool away. I jumped up, followed her tracks, found her in a mud hole, flat of her back.
Gray Mare.
The Old Gray Mare.
I was expecting a completely different song.
Old Gray Mare, she ain't what she used to be.
That's yeah. the one, yeah. This one's a little more amusing than that one.
Yeah.
And we had Sam Payne on the guitar and the vocal, and Chris Strand on the bass. Chris, they'll both be playing with some other colleagues during the Allerton Barn Dance. Tomorrow from 5:30 to 9, the Bodacious String Band from 6 to 7, Sam Payne and Friends from 7 to 8, and The Curses from 8 until 9. An original Illinois-based four-piece, gritty, old-school rock and roll band, it says here, tinged with Americana swing and honky-tonk.
That sounds like it sums it up.
Pretty much. Chris should know he plays in that band, and we're going to have another tune of theirs from their May 2011 release. And this one is called The Whistling Man. Gentlemen, thanks very much for coming on the show today, and have a lot of fun tomorrow night.
Thanks for having us.
We will.
Thank you, Kevin. Subpoena.